Welcome everybody, Shin number 1467. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doif Bemrabar and Zizel. Lilinishmas Blima Basram Moshe and Lerfur Shlemer Fall Avram Nasanel Ben Mashaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Kippel Begadim, folding garments on Shabbos. Okay, so we are trying to finish up. A few more questions here and there. We're trying to go through a little bit to say for Nishmas Shabbos. It has a nice section. Like we mentioned in the past, various different firms have various different sections on different inyanim, sometimes a little bit more. Like the Nishma Shabbos, he has a little bit of a larger section when it comes to folding garments. So we're trying to go through some of his shilas. Some of the various other firms, they bring down questions, but not too much. And number one, number two, it's a lot of it is spread out because it involves various, like we've been through, some various different parts of Shabbos, so it's hard to, you know, put a handle on it, sort of. Okay, so just going through the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, another question, which is, again, these are things which are fairly simple, but it's good to bring out into the open. It does come up. Let's say folding towels, right? A person has a few towels, like we mentioned last year, somebody had, there's no question of borer, I'm not separating. And I forgot to put away three or four towels I have over there. There's no question that there's no mixture over there. I'm not separating. Number one. Number two, there's no questions of hachana. Hachana meaning like, you know, well, I could put away the towels Motzei Shabbos, but things, now I have time, I'll do it now. That's not the issue over here. The issue is whatever. I have a couple of towels that are in, sort of like in the way. And it's just sitting around. It's not nice to have, towels, have a mess on Shabbos. I just want to put away the towels. And there's no, a person does have to take the towels, throw them in the floor, throw them in the closet. There's no, and have the mess in a different part of the room, which, but dealing with the room in general that we're going to use, even if it might be a bedroom, whatever, it should look mesudadik for Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, right? And I just said, whatever, I forgot to do it Erev Shabbos, so I didn't have a chance. So the question is, could I take those two, three towels, just give them a quick fold and put it right into the closet, just put it away and be mesada, where it's supposed to go? No hachana questions and no burra questions over here. So he brings down Solomai, said that would not be a problem. Regular towels, he says, number one, the regular towels is, it's not a question of, taking out the wrinkles or folding it on the line over here. A person folds up a towel, you give it a quick fold and you put it away and that's it. He says the same thing like we spoke about last time, that over here, his vakipel hu rakshiyim munach mesuder al seder, no, it should be just, nicely put away. I'm not makbid on wrinkles per se on a towel, and I'm not makbid on the line on a towel. It's a mesuderdik a thing, as they say, right? As opposed to a talis or pants, whereby that's a whole different ballgame. A person is makbid, it should look nice, it shouldn't be wrinkled up, it should be on the line, and so on, and all those various different things. Right, so he says, so that will be okay. Case of towels, in a case and time, again, in a case and time, whereby there's no burr like we discussed, and there is no issues of hachana. Because again, keeping in mind, if somebody has a few towels and now I have time to fold it, but like this Motzei Shabbos, I won't have to do it. It's not in the way, it's off to the side. So that you can't do. That's a question of hachana. And of course, if you have the mixture, so then you start separating different colors, different, whatever the case is, and running into problems of borer. Another thing he brings down, what about folding garments or items which are sort of like permanent press, plastic possibly? A plastic or rubbery or something like that. So he brings on also, so that of course the same thing would not be a problem. So that would be fine. Permanent press, but let's say like rubbery. What do we mean by rubbery? Sometimes people have like these black raincoats that they wear on Shabbos. So let's say they went out and it wasn't. Whatever the case was, it wasn't raining, so it's dry. So they want to just they keep it in the closet, just fold it up. They're not going to keep it in the room, right? Where you're going to put it? You put it away nicely in the closet, not just to throw it around or throw it over a chair, and it's dry, so I could put it away. So a person, let's say they don't hang it up with the other clothing. They, in general, what they do, let's say some people, right? So I'm just giving, it's just an example. It could be with anything. But some people, they'll just give it a, nice fold and just put it away. So such a thing also, that is usually it's made out of plastic, right? These black raincoat type things that everybody wears, the real thin ones, on Shabbos. Shabbos with the head cover and the whole thing. So a person comes home, that it's dry, so they want to just fold it up and put it away. So l'chayre, that would also be fine. It's not something whereby, a person's makbet on wrinkles, taking out wrinkles on this type of a garment, and b'chlal, it's just a plastic. It's not, there's no questions of lines over here, and you're not taking out anything, and it's not really going to make it or break it. It's not going to make or break the coat, as they say. The way that you fold it up, it's not going to be taking out any wrinkles. In general, it won't be putting in any wrinkles. I mean, if a person just, takes one of these raincoat type things out of plastic and just crumples it up and puts it somewhere, yeah, so then it might be all wrinkled up. But if you just give it like a quick fold, it's not really going to make a major difference as to how it looks. And it's not something whereby, again, we're doing it to be masadr the house, where we're not going to, a person takes off this black raincoat thing. They don't want to just throw it down Shabbos, right? Especially on Shabbos, throwing over the chair, throwing it down, it doesn't look nice. You want to put it out of the way. And it's no question of, so that's number one. Number two, it's no question of hachana. You're not doing to prepare for, well, Matzah Shabbos, I'll have time. I don't want to put it away, so I'll put it away now. You're doing it now, so you can be masada at the house. You don't want to have a mess. You don't want to have the house looking like who knows what. It's Shabbos. So you fold it up nicely and just put it up in the closet where it usually belongs. So again, that would be also fine. Brings down the same thing. He brings this down in Siman Reish Lamed Dalid Dash Beis. If anybody would ever want to look it up in the where he talks about the Kippel Begadim, and actually on page Shin Ayin Hay. Okay, but be it as it may, we always like to quote here and there the place. People sometimes like to look it up. If we ourselves, we want to go look it up again. But Bekitza Maisa, so he says the same thing would be for plastic. Rubbery items, he even says some permanent press type of things. These are like, sometimes you have these garments that like don't wrinkle. They sell these type of garments sometimes that flat out don't wrinkle. So he said that all for l'chayr would not be a problem. He says, "Mustaba lahakol the whole Indian taken money. They keep on begging. Who, but Masha, it's a question of taking out the wrinkles, right? He's saving it from wrinkles, taking out the wrinkles. But these type of things, when it comes to like a permanent press type of a, it's like a they're like a wrinkle free type of a, maybe like a polyester. I don't know if it's so much polyester, but like a wrinkle free type of a garment. They do have these type of things that are sold specifically that they don't push it, they don't wrinkle. So it would fall under the same category. That's how it brings it down." In the Shaila, where he brings it down, he says these permanent press type of items, and in the Tshuva, he brings in also rubbery items and plastic items and these type of things. L'chayra would be fine, again, as long as you don't have any issues of borer or hachana or so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.